Here's something I did not know. Some creatures are so small and difficult to track that it's hard to tell if they've gone extinct or not. And that's the case for a species called Franklin's bumblebee. No one has seen it for more than a decade. But the last person who identified it in the field isn't giving up. Jess Burns of Oregon Public Broadcasting's EarthFix team reports.
If an octogenarian entomologist could be a superhero, Robin Thorpe might be a good candidate. He moves slowly along the Pacific Crest Trail near Ashland, Oregon, a hero's gadget in hand, what appears to be a ray gun, straight out of the comics. But instead of shooting things, this gun sucks them up. He vacuums up a female worker bee
with nice big pollen loads,
and uses the gun's other feature,
and has a little magnifying lens,
to identify the bumblebee trapped inside the chamber. It's not Bombus franklini, the bumblebee Thorpe has traveled to Mount Ashland to look for, the bumblebee he was the last person on the planet to see alive. So he lets her go.
They don't like to be imprisoned for a while, but other than that, it doesn't hurt them.
For this particular mission to find Franklin's bumblebee, even a superhero like Robin Thorpe needs sidekicks.
All right, you guys, gather around.
And he has about 30 today, standing on the edge of a meadow near the Oregon-California border, where the wildflowers are putting on a show. Jeff Dillon with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service organized this year's search.
Hopefully, this year will be the year we find the Franklins. If you think you have captured one of those, please get them back to Dr. Thorpe right here. He's our authority on the species.
It's not just the Franklin's bumblebee population that's crashed. Worldwide, bees are facing significant challenges due to habitat loss, pesticide use, and climate change. Thorpe believes that disease caused the disappearance of the Franklins.
Any species that disappears is always a big deal, to me anyway. And it's of concern when one or more start declining. And in this case, there's a couple of very closely related bumblebees that have declined in the West.
Bumblebees are important pollinators because they work flowers in a different way than honeybees, says Christy Mergenthaler with the Siskiyou chapter of the Native Plant Society.
They go up to the flower, they grasp it, and then they buzz in a certain frequency, usually the note of C, and the pollen comes out like a salt shaker.
About 8% of the world's flowers are buzz pollinated, including several agricultural mainstays like blueberries and potatoes. The hopeful bumblebee hunters disperse into the meadows, swiping at purple mint flowers with nets. One after another brings Thorpe possible Franklins to identify.
No, from a bumblebee, but not the rare one yet.
But maybe, just maybe, next year he'll see one again. For NPR News, I'm Jess Burns in Ashland, Oregon.